Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6, are you there? 1 Corinthians 6, 19. He said, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? You know, really, this building is not the temple of God. Right? In the strictest sense, it is not the house where God lives. It's His place, but it's not the house He indwells. Remember, He told them, even when they were talking about building the tabernacle and then building the temple, that God doesn't dwell in buildings made with men's hands. Where does He dwell, though? He dwells in the temple that is made up of living stones.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, I used to sing the old song, working on a building. And God is working on a building.
Yeah.
And every time you see somebody's not saved, you ought to think, building materials. Building materials. Because when the last living stone is sealed into place by the Holy Spirit and it's done, then He's coming back. Amen. So all of us make up the building, the temple that God indwells. And then also individually, God dwells in our body because our spirit is in our body and He's in our spirit. Amen. Then therefore our body becomes a temple of the Holy Spirit. So would it be more important to take care of this church building or to take care of this building? Which should have the greater priority? Huh? Would it be more important? Should you spend more time cleaning your house, painting your house, decorating your house, than taking care of this body? Which should have the greater priority? The body. Right? We ought to take care of this place. The Lord's given it to us. We appreciate it. But we ought to take care of this body first and foremost. Above that. You only got one of these. Huh? How many thank God for your body?
Yes.
That was weak on some people's. But hey, you're like, I guess. If you didn't have this body, you would not be here tonight. You would not be on the earth. This is what gives you a legal right to be here. To be involved in things on the earth. Amen. Be thankful for your body. Don't ever say anything like, I hate my body. Well, I do. Well, no. Maybe it's the condition of the body you don't like. But there's not that much difference between your body and the bodies of the people on the silver screen or the magazine cover. I said, oh, now I know you're messed up, Brother Keith. You better have your eyes checked. No.
Amen.
Nobody's got anything new since Adam and Eve.
Hallelujah.
But I tell you what is different. Now, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I tell you what is hugely different. A lot of those people on the silver screen, on the movie screen, on the magazine cover, they have come to believe they are beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
They have come to believe that they are handsome, that they are attractive, or that they are beautiful, and they treat themselves that way.
Yes.
And they take care of themselves in different ways.
Yeah.
Whereas other people take for granted their bodies. People talk about drug abuse, alcohol abuse, gluttony. It's not food abuse. It's not alcohol abuse. It's body abuse.
Yeah.
And it's a failure to appreciate what you have. It's one reason that teenagers and adults make so many mistakes by getting into immorality and sexually involved with people they're not married to. Why? One big reason is they don't value their body enough. They think, well, what's the big deal? You know, sex is sex and we all have desires. It is a big deal. The Bible talks about knowing how to keep your body. Amen? Go to 1 Thessalonians and read about that just a minute. Hold your place in Corinthians. We hadn't got to the 9th chapter, but 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Are you there? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3. This is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to what?
Possess
his vessel, that's talking about your body, in sanctification and honor. See, when you get involved, a man gets involved with a prostitute, a woman gets involved with her neighbor's husband, teenagers get involved with each other. They are dishonoring their bodies. Now, I know this is even a foreign concept to a lot of people because they've just been fed TV and movies instead of the Bible. They don't even think right about these things. But your body is a precious thing. Amen? And you're not to just jump in bed with anybody you see. It's a defilement of yourself. It's treating your body as being cheap and not worth much. Your body is precious. It's been bought with a price. A high price. Amen? Someone said, well, I have desires. I understand that. But God has a solution. He has a right person for you. Amen? And at the right time and the right place, those desires can be satisfied and fulfilled. But we are not to be governed by our desires.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes,
said out loud, my desires,
do not govern me.
They don't control me.
My desires
don't dictate to me what I am. You see, people are confused about this concerning adultery, concerning fornication. Concerning lesbianism, concerning homosexuality. Somebody says, well, you know, I'm a man, but I physically and sexually, I desire a man. So that's what I am. Well, that's just like a man saying, you know, there are numerous people that desire children. Did you hear me? If you apply the same logic, then you just say, well, I'm a pedophile. That's what I am. There are people that desire perversions. Are we supposed to just say, this is what I desire, so this is what I am?
No.
Huh?
No.
I'm a married man, but I desire another man's wife. I'm an adulterer. That's what I am. No. I said no.
Amen.
Our desires do not determine what we are.
Amen.
We can control our desires. Amen? We can possess our bodies and control our bodies and handle our bodies in sanctification and honor.
Amen?
I've had men tell me, I know a guy I went to school with years ago. He was on his third marriage. And simple reason, because every time he saw a good-looking woman that would go to bed with him, there he went. And he had an affair with this woman, and now this wife number three is ready to leave him. I can't blame her. You don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
I said, you don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time real slow. Somebody said, well, my husband won't keep sleeping with other women. You don't have to put up with that.
Amen.
Now, if the Lord deals with you and you're gracious and you want to give him another chance, okay. But you do not have to put up with that indefinitely. Well, my wife won't keep sleeping with other men. You don't have to put up with that.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Now you do what the Lord leads you to do, but the Lord doesn't expect you or require you to put up with that. Y'all are quiet.
Yeah. Amen.
Study your Bible. See what the Bible says about it. Does the Bible say anything about that? The Bible makes an exception on that. He says, you know, what God has joined together, don't let man separate or put asunder. And a man is not to put away his wife. What did it say? It made an exception. What? Except for fornication. See, the Lord doesn't expect you. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't forgive somebody and go on, but the Lord doesn't require you to put up with that. And so he was telling me, he said, yeah, but Brother Keith, no, he didn't say Brother Keith. He said, Keith, he said, he and I went to school years ago. He said, you saw the woman. She's gorgeous. Are you telling me if you had the chance, you wouldn't go out with her? I said, no, I wouldn't. He said, well, you're not a real man then. So this is how the world thinks. This is how I think. I got this thinking from God, from the Word. I don't feel bad that I wouldn't run after somebody. Even if my flesh desired somebody, I don't want to think that I'm such a weak man. That I can't control my flesh. That I can't control my desires. I got the greater one inside me. And no matter how much my flesh or my eyes might want to go after something, I've got strength inside me. I can be a strong man of God. Amen. And control myself. Is that right?
Yes.
You can be a strong man of God or woman of God.
Yes.
Can't you?
Yes.
You can resist temptation.
Amen.
Not destroy your relationship. Not hurt your kids. Not destroy your family. Not ruin your reputation. Right? So what did he say? This is the will of God. What's the will of God? Your sanctification, your separation and your holiness. That you should abstain from fornication. How many understand by the word? You know what fornication is, don't you? That's having sex with somebody you're not married to. Is it okay?
No.
Is it ever okay?
No.
Huh?
No.
That's not okay. I don't care what the world says. The world is trying to tell us, inundating us with this through the TV and articles, that it's natural. It's okay. It is not okay. I mean, understand it's not okay. You can't be a Christian and believe the Bible and believe all that stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.